likely to cause more suspensions and interruptions, unfortunately, and it may be as early as this morning.
Two.
President Biden said to announce today, along with the European Union and G7 countries, the U.S. will move to revoke most favored nation trade status for Russia.
One.
Russia widening its military offensive in Ukraine as they have struck near airports in the west of the country for the very first time. Jacksonville's Morning News continues live at the Players' Championship. Rich Jones along with Gina Gondak, and we're joined by one of the coolest stories every single year when we're at the Players, beyond the charity of the day, is the volunteer effort. And it takes some 2,000 volunteers to put on this tournament every single year. They deal with all sorts of things. They're the ones who are holding up the quiet signs. They're the ones who are doing the flagging when the ball is going down the fairway. They are the ones who are interacting with fans, sometimes making sure that fans are not having too much to drink. And on weeks like this, where we have rain and thunderstorms and suspensions and evacuations, people like Claire Berry, a 40-year volunteer. You started when you were three, right?
I did.
Okay. So the role changes a lot when we're dealing with rain and thunderstorms and shuttling people in and out. So what sort of preparations do you all take in on a week like this?
Well, we are in tight conversation constantly with the tour, because obviously they're in tight conversation with you all and the meteorologists to figure out what the next step is. Yesterday was kind of crazy because obviously they called play, and we're in the clubhouse. It's sort of like an oasis for the Players. They get to stay up there and have some quiet time, and you know, the leaders come in and they're charging ahead, and then they're not, and so they have to have some time to decompress, and that's where we come in and give them space. And of course it's hard because everybody else is in there too, so it's really players and caddies and families in our space. They don't allow, you know, other people starting Thursday. So it's kind of a chance for them to decompress and try to keep it going while the rain goes.
And Claire, as for 40 years here, you have some iconic stories, iconic moments. I mean, historic things that you have gotten to witness just being here for 40
years.
Well,
that first year was incredible. 1982, you know, we always celebrate our champions, but our champion that year, Jerry Pate, celebrated himself in a pretty cool way, I guess. Maybe the commissioner and the architect didn't think so that year, but he, if you remember, pushed in Pete Dye and Dean Beeman and then himself to celebrate his win, which was pretty exciting.
And you can see that walking in, right? Isn't there the big photo on the on the tour?
And Jerry Pate was here this year.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, awesome.
He actually popped by, so it's pretty exciting.
You ever been in that water? I don't think I'd want to go swimming in there.
Yeah, have you seen the alligators?
I have seen the size of those alligators in there.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
alligators and turtles.
I would imagine that as someone with Players Services, you're able to really see the true human side of the Players. These are genuine guys. I mean, average, they're multimillionaires, but I would imagine you see a level of graciousness that maybe you don't in other sports.
I can't really speak to that, because the only thing I ever got close to was tennis up at Amelia years ago, but and that was a different sort of venue and everything. But yes, you're right. They're extremely gracious, they're extremely kind, and they're extremely grateful, because when they come into a town, if you think, living their life, how hard that must be. Every week you're in a different place, a different venue, you don't know people, and they have us. And so that's our job, is to make them welcome, make them feel that this is home for a week, and what can we do to help you? And that's sort of our gig, and they appreciate it so much. You know, it may be a ride for a family member coming in from out of town, it may be a doctor, any number of things. It may be a baby gift. I'm going to a shower. Where do I go? You know, I mean, just random stuff that we're their feet on the ground here. We can help them with just about anything. And that's the really nice thing about this week for Player Services. All the doors in Northeast Florida are pretty much open to us. When we call and we say, hey, we're with Player Services, can you do this for us, or can you help us out? People in the community are great, and they step up.
Or just a quick good luck at a local gas station when you're seeing them out and about.
Oh my gosh. So I had a pretty nice encounter with Ben Crenshaw many years ago. I had been interviewed as a new volunteer here at the TPC, and then as a reward for myself, I decided to go get an ice cream, and I was in the line, and right behind me, I happened to turn around, there was Ben Crenshaw, and so I said, oh, hi, good luck tomorrow. And he said, thank you. And I'm standing there waiting to check out, and probably three people back, and I get this tap on the shoulder, and he says, excuse me, didn't I just see you on TV?
I
had just been
that.
On this hour-long show, so it's kind of cool.
And very he's the cool. PGA golfer.
Very cool.
40 years here at the stadium, of course, you've seen it change a lot.
Yeah.
Is this the new heyday for the PGA Tour, the youth and the energy that's coming in with all these players? We saw Tiger and Phil. They're not here this year. Of course, Tiger was here for the World Golf Hall of Fame. Right. Bryson's not here. But you've got this youth movement that's happening with the PGA Tour right
amazing.
Now. It's accelerating.
It's amazing. I was watching Golf Channel last night, and they were profiling some of these people. They are amazing. I mean, the technology that they have learned and taken advantage of, and then just their personas and who they are, and the fitness of these guys is amazing. And this is what they do. I came here at 6 o'clock. The lights were on the practice ranges, and they were filled. They were out here doing their thing. They are committed. We have great training facilities for them that pop up this week, and they take full advantage. And they're serious about their craft, and they're kind-hearted, and they're good people.
So when you have a rain or thunderstorm interruption, given how regimented the process is, is it hard for them to shut it down, turn it back on, shut it down, turn it back on again? From your perspective, at least?
From my perspective, they manage it well. They really do. I would think it would be very hard. But look at what happened yesterday. I mean, pretty much the guys who came in and were in the lead when they came in the clubhouse because of the rain delay continued to be on the top leaderboard.
Well, we have 6 under tie with Tom Hoagie and Tommy Fleetwood.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot at 5 and 4 under. So scores are good. It's gettable. Hopefully the rain and thunderstorms will hold off. You got a pick? Do you have a favorite? It's hard to have a favorite,
it's
I guess.
It's hard, and especially with these changing conditions. I think it's impossible. So I doubt that the pros at this are going to choose a pick right now.
Well, thank you so much for your volunteer service. 40 years here at the Stadium Course. Claire Berry, thank you so much. Appreciate you stopping by. Jacksonville's Morning News continues live at the Players, 7:23.